Republicans urge DHS to release total accounting of migrants freed into U.S. by Biden's parole pipeline. By John Binder on March 27, 2025. Republicans are urging Department of Homeland Security, DHS, Secretary Kristi Noem to release a full accounting of migrants released into the United States through former President Joe Biden's parole pipeline. Under the Biden administration, various parole programs were blown open for migrants arriving at United States borders from Ukraine, Afghanistan, Venezuela, Cuba, Nicaragua, and Haiti, among other foreign countries. In a letter to Noem, Reps. Mark Green, RTN, Josh Brucking, ROK, and Michael Guest, RMS, write that former DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas repeatedly refused to respond to the committee's basic requests for information regarding parole programs, even after the committee issued a subpoena. As far as the congressmen are aware, Biden's parole pipeline permitted at least 1.5 million otherwise inadmissible aliens to enter the United States through immigration parole programs, though an exact accounting is still unknown. The Biden-Harris administration's lack of transparency created challenges to the committee's ability to determine the full extent of the Biden-Harris administration's use of parole, the fiscal consequences of each individual parole program, and whether the current state of parole requires additional statutory remedies, they write. Noem, the congressman write, ought to make public all documents regarding the number of migrants released by the Biden administration through parole from January 21, 2021 through January 20, 2025, as well as those released into the U.S. Interior whose parole has since expired. The congressmen also want to know the non-governmental organizations, NGOs, that were involved in helping facilitate Biden's parole pipeline. As Breitbart News reported, Trump has revoked the legal status of 532,000 Cubans, Haitians, Nicaraguans, and Venezuelans who were welcomed to the United States via Biden's parole program known as the CHNV program. Similarly, Trump ended Biden's CBP-1 migrant mobile app, which allowed migrants in Mexico to schedule appointments at the southern border for release into the United States, and retooled it to be used as a self-deportation app for illegal aliens. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jbinder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.